Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
Well, it's been a little while since we got a hold of Chris at Baby Bait and Tackle, and I got good reports from walleye and perch fishermen. I really want to find out what's going on in the rivers down around the Little Bay to Knock and Gladstone, Escanaba, Ford River, Cedar River, Bark River. So let's dial Chris up here. Hopefully he's got a moment to talk to us. A Baby Bait and Tackle.
Baby Bait and Tackle.
Hey, Diane, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. Is Chris available?
Yeah, he hasn't left yet. Just a second.
Oh, thank you.
Hey there.
Hey, Chris, what's happening down in your neck of the woods?
Oh, not much. Walleye fishing's still going pretty good yet.
That's what I heard. I got a couple of people that said they heard the reports on the radio from you, and they headed down there and did pretty darn good.
Good. Yeah, it's been a pretty decent bite, from Ford River south to, like, the Bark River and all the way down to Cedar River.
Okay.
We had a small local walleye tournament here yesterday, just 19 boats, but just about all of them were fishing down in that neck of the woods there yesterday. They were pulling crawler harnesses and crankbaits both, and catches were pretty good. You had to have well over 20 pounds to even be in the money. I think first place was 25 pounds.
Wow.
Considering you can only have two fish over 23 inches there in your bag of five, that's a pretty nice fish.
Yeah, that's a pretty respectable catch of fish then. So how many boats were in the tournament?
They only had 19 for this one.
Okay. Still a lot of fun, I bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where'd they do the weigh-in at, by the way?
Usually at the weigh-ins at the Yacht Harbor in Gladstone.
Okay. So what else is happening? You got good walleye fishing going on. I heard something about the perch. They started to pick up. Is that true?
Yeah, quite a few people that are fishing in the bay. They're mostly pulling crawler harnesses in the bay right now, and they're running into quite a few perch mixed right in with the walleyes there. The walleye fishing in the bay has been pretty decent, but it's not quite the quality of fish that they're getting south of the Ford River.
Sure.
Mostly good eaters, though, under 20 inches. They're getting a lot of undersized walleyes mixed in with them there, too, but your basic crawler harnesses and floating jigs tipped with crawlers has been working good, and like you said, they've been getting some real nice perch mixed in with them.
All right. Well, anything else happening around your neck of the woods for salmon or anything in the rivers?
No, nothing yet. This is just mind-boggling.
I know.
Hopefully now we've got a little bit of rain today, and we're supposed to get a little bit tomorrow. Hopefully that'll finally start pulling some fish into the Ford River here. It's normally in full swing by now, but haven't seen a single fish in the river just yet.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yep. Just like everything else, running way behind schedule this year.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Anything else you want to throw in?
I think that's all I got for now.
Anything cool coming up in the future you can think about you want to put a plug in for?
Saturday, you got National Hunting and Fishing Day, and there's going to be a kids thing going on at the Great Lakes Sports and Rec Club here.
Okay.
At Escanaba, in conjunction with the Bay to Knock Great Lakes Sport Fishing. They're going to have all kinds of shooting events, archery, they're going to have a trout pond there. I'm not exactly sure on the time that it starts, but I believe it starts at around 9 o'clock and goes through most of the afternoon out there. If you want to get out and do some stuff with the kids there,
yeah,
be a good deal.
And do you happen to have, by chance, a contact number for them?
Not right offhand.
Okay. Yeah. What was the name of the organization again?
It's the Great Lakes Sport and Rec Club.
Okay.
Actually, they're in the phone book.
That's right there in Escanaba, right?
I know
there's been some other events that have taken place there, so...
problem.
Oh, did you find the number?
Great Lakes Sport and Rec Club is 786-2911.
786-2911. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
And you take care.
Alrighty, you too.
Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle right there on Little Bay to Knock. And this is The Outdoor Show only here on Fox 103.